Inside a gym in St. Paul, the smell of sweat and hot bodies hangs in the air like a thick fog. But Mark Boink doesn't seem to notice. He's just focused on his son.
Go, Michael, back! Run! Run, guys! Run.
Michael is on the autism spectrum. He'd never done a team sport before, so dribbling and passing and defense are all brand new to him. And after the first practice, he said, I asked him if he wanted to come back, and he said no. And I said, why not? He said, it's too hard.
This year is Michael's first time playing a team sport. Michael has yet to make a basket, but his dad is still his biggest fan.
Okay, Michael, good job. That's some nice shots there.
This league is one of the only places Michael can participate in competitive sports. St. Paul's Adaptive Recreation Program has participants with cognitive disabilities, like autism and Down syndrome. Because Adaptive Rec is one of the only recreational programs for people with disabilities in the Twin Cities, a lot of these players have been teammates for 20 to 30 years. So they're not just teammates, they're friends.
My friends I grew up since high school and elementary school.
Vernon Tischler has played basketball with Adaptive Recreation for 20 years. Last year he suffered a finger injury and decided that this year he would try out his skills as an assistant coach.
My job is to keep track of my team and tell them what to do.
I want you guys to focus, all right? When you make a pass, I want you guys to know that you're making a pass.
Coach Grant Johnson has coached the Warrior Tigers for the past 2 years.
Concentrate. Feel the ball going in the basket, all right? Okay. Let's have some fun. I know we can do this, all right? Let's
go! 1, 2, 3, down!
Their pass was dead.
This game is the first playoff game of the season, which means whoever loses this game is done for the year. All their hard work, everything they've put into this season, is over. Armando Molina has been shooting three-pointers all throughout the game, missing mostly, but when he does make a shot, the crowd goes wild.
Whoa, well, my favorite thing, I like to shoot 3 points, I like to get rebounds and play good defense and help the coach. They told you, okay, Armando, play defense. I always do on defense very good.
Even with Milena's three-point shot, the score is tied 19-19 at halftime.
All right, bring it in. Guys, you guys are doing great out there, all right? I like the defense. We got to knock this some more shots down, but we're going to get it, all right? I feel it, all right? Do you guys feel it?
You can feel the tension in the air. The players play harder. The fans cheer louder.
Go, Michael, back. Run. Run, guys. Run.
In the bleachers, Mark Boink continues to cheer on his son, Michael. Although Michael hasn't made any baskets this year, his father is happy to see the progress Michael is making socially.
It's just been nice to see him do something with other young people because he tends to be by himself. You don't see a lot of emotion, you don't see a lot of conversation out of him, but he seems to be reacting more to the other players, and when they give him a high five, he's more engaged and even smiles once in a while. Subtle changes, but it's fun to see it.
There's 30 seconds left on the clock. The Warrior Tigers are down by 15 points. Milena gets the ball. He passes it to Michael. Michael stops, looks at his father in the stands, and shoots the ball. He makes his first and only shot of the year.
There you go. Good job, Michael.
Although technically the Warrior Tigers lost the game to Mark Boink and the rest of the Warrior Tigers fans, the game was a victory.
Wow, that shot was great, right? Was that his first one of the season? Oh my gosh. Michael, you made the shot. All right, you did it. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did.
Good. Good.
Tigers on three.
1, 2, 3, Tigers!
For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSell.